And I said, I understand that you... Well, I did it in a very friendly way. I said, Mr. Chairman, I understand that you, you've just taken this young lady to task because of the Houston Ship Channel. Have you smelt it lately? Are you using that as an example of what we can look forward to down here? And oh, he just went into... No, my God, I'd never want anything like that happen down here. I said, well, I just didn't understand the thrust of your attack on this good lady who made a very positive statement, I thought. And I'd like to ask you boys. 2 years ago, we had an election down here, and I understand in the Democratic society such as ours, the way you ascertain the wishes of the people is to let them go to the polls and vote. They went to the polls and voted. And so don't you have your answer? What has changed in your plan here that I've just had it up there, you know, and the thing had proceeded with a 30-minute discourse by David Broome on the great advantages and what it would be and the handing around of literature and everything. And I said, I see it there now. Would you ask Mr. Broome to point out where you've changed that from 2 years ago, where his plan has been changed? And they bumbled and stumbled around and began to realize that they'd let the wrong, that they'd let the enemy camp come in. So I said, Peavine Jeffries tells me up there, God had wanted Trinity River to be a straight line running from Dallas to the Gulf of Mexico, he would have run it that direction. But it now meanders beautifully and wonderfully in a whole world. Water life is adjusted to that. And you telling me that it's within your power to undo God's work here on earth? Don't you have any respect for those that come after us? They might enjoy this great wonderland of nature and the aesthetic beauties of it with more than they would a concrete slough running down our land with barges pumping up and down. And this, the audience began to kind of giggle at me, you see. And I proceeded along these lines, and the damned audience switched.